But this teaching, what I call the Abraham technology, is so comprehensive and so self-consistent that all the questions repeatedly answered themselves, one after the other. And so I guess I'm just saying I've got one, and please answer this one quickly because I really want to hear it from Esther's mouth. I really believe that I understand what the way you've explained the value of contrast. I think I've got that. And also, I feel that, well, I know that you have said that you have come to us such that we, I'm paraphrasing here, but such that we might experience the content of our vibrational escrow before we pass out of this experience, and we are all so extremely grateful for that, for that. But the story of my life right now is that I will find a way to climb vibrationally, and I put a lot of attention into it, and I get higher and higher, and then it's time to go to work. And I'm a computer programmer. My work is very brain intensive, and it takes all my concentration, and so it seems that I can only think of one thing at a time, so I forget about vibration, and next thing you know, some aspect in my environment has triggered a memory of my earlier life that had a lot of pain and a lot of fear in it, and down I go. And then I remember, and I think, oh, here's another fine mess I've gotten myself into, and then I work to climb out again, and then I'm there, and then I do concentrate, look at something else, and down I go. And so how I feel that none of us feel contrast deficient here. So if you can help me to with something that will help me to achieve that, to reach my vibrational escrow, what's there, I would be so happy.
There are a number of things that we want to give you, and the most important thing that we want to give you first, and we'll stay here until you feel it resonate within you. We know you know this, but as you listen to it, we want you to know it right now before we go on. There is no closing completely of that vibrational gap between who you are physically and who you have become. Because even when you are in the process of closing the gap relative to one subject, contrast is opening another gap relative to another subject. And that is a good thing because it is the basis of the eternal nature that we all are. If life doesn't cause you to continue to ask, all that is ceases to be. So there will never be a time when you're not asking for yet another improved experience from where you are. As we talk about the emotional scale, where good emotion, really good feeling emotions on one end and not good feeling emotions on the other, sometimes people want to talk about an emotion that they would describe as contentment, and they want to know where that is on the emotional scale. And we want to say to you that a feeling of contentment has no real placement on the scale. It is a state of being where, given what you want and given what you're thinking in the moment, there's no great vibrational discord. A feeling of satisfaction is, in this moment, choosing a thought that allows as much of who you really are as you can in any moment in time. So when you say, I do the work, I bring myself to a high vibration, we want to say, we must assume that the real thing that you're doing in allowing your vibration to raise is not thinking yourself there, but the absence of negative thinking yourself there. In other words, the surest way to raise your vibration is to quiet your mind or to focus upon something that doesn't contradict who you are. In other words, who you really are adores you, and if you're mad at you, there's a contradiction. But if you're not thinking about how mad you might be at yourself, and instead you're focused upon a beautiful flower and how good it feels, now you're not offering any contradictory vibration, so that the love that the source within you holds is not in that moment being challenged. Oh, you're going to like this, so stay with us. So we used those words, or Esther found those words, for a very specific meaning.